All right, I just interviewed, I think, the key architect of a really important new chat app that is anonymous and private and decentralized with end-to-end peer-to-peer encryption. That is, the sender of the message, the encryption happens on that sender's machine, and then the receiver of the message decrypts it with a public key, but there are no keys held on any servers in between. There are no keys held by any corporation or any entity. And this chat program, I'm going to tell you how to set it up here, or the exact combination of hardware that works to give you completely private, anonymous, protected chat capability, document sharing, as well as audio sharing or audio recordings, little audio snippets, things like that. So here it is. It's called Forta.chat. That's F-O-R-T-A, Forta.chat. And it's brought to you by the same people that built Bastion. And Bastion, B-A-S-T-Y-O-N, is the decentralized peer-to-peer blockchain-driven social media network that served as the template for us building Brighteon.io. In fact, Brighteon.io is just a rebranded Bastion. And Forta.chat is the chat feature set brought out of Bastion and put into a separate chat app with additional features such as being able to call each other or being able to do voice snippets or send documents, things like that. Now, here's the critical thing to know about Forta.chat that makes it better than Telegram, better than Signal, better than anything else. Because with Signal or Telegram or Insta chat or whatever you're using, those all have to be tied to either your phone number or your email address, sometimes both. So that's a route of exposure. And also, those other platforms and apps, they, like the central servers, have the decryption keys. And that's why the French government was able to kidnap Pavel Durov of Telegram and force him to give up the keys for certain channels that they wanted to surveil with their law enforcement, you see. But Forta.chat doesn't even have any keys held in any central servers. There are no keys to give up to anybody. Well, I should say no keys centrally stored. The keys are passed between the peers that are sending and receiving the messages, which is exactly the way it should be. So you will have with Forta.chat, which is, by the way, free. I mean, they don't even charge for it. Completely free to use. You will have a system for private, anonymized, secure messaging, you know, with friends or whoever. And there's a downloadable APK file for Android users. On iPhone users, now remember, iPhone is a total surveillance system, so there's no such thing as a private iPhone. And Apple will not approve an app like this that protects your privacy. So if you're using an iPhone, you've already made a decision that you are okay with mass surveillance. But even on iPhone, in the Safari browser, you can open up a tab and you can use this through the browser. Whereas on Android, you can get a de-Googled phone, and I'll explain how to do that, and then you can download and install the APK of Forta.chat and run the APK, and that's what I'm doing. And it was easy, it was seamless to download and install. And it was working instantly. So let me tell you the best way to do that to protect your privacy. So here it is. First, of course, you want a de-Googled phone, right? So you don't want Google Android, because that's a spy machine also. Not as bad as Apple, but it's still bad. So you want a de-Googled phone that does not even have Google Play on it or a Google account or Google sign-ins at the phone level. And of course, we've partnered for a long time, many years, with Above Phone. And I just recently interviewed Hakeem Anwar, who is the founder of Above Phone. And you can catch that interview, by the way, at decentralized.tv. And, you know, we covered all the breakthroughs in phones and laptops and everything that Above Phone has. There's a link to them from my deals site, my affiliate site called rangerdeals.com. Or you could just go to abovephone.com/Brighteon. And there's a way to save, I think it's $50 off of the de-googled phone, and it's more off of a laptop, which uses the Above Linux system based on Arch Linux for privacy and also, you know, scalability, lots of other advantages to that system. But if you go to abovephone.com/Brighteon, that's Bright, E-O-N, you can get a de-googled phone. And those phones are going to be the Google Pixel phones. Now, even though Google makes the hardware, the presence of Google has been completely wiped from the OS. So they are de-googled phones, even though they're still hardware originally made by Google. Well, the cool thing about these phones is that you can have a regular PIN number, you know, to access the phone, but you could also have a duress PIN number. So it's a special PIN that if somebody asks you to enter your PIN number, like, you know, somebody's robbed your house and they have you at gunpoint, they're like, enter your PIN. You can enter this special duress PIN number and it will wipe the phone. It just completely destroys the phone. I mean, wipes all the, you know, the files and everything. So that's a safeguard to prevent you from being hijacked or attacked by, you know, would-be attackers in person. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Very cool. The other thing is that then the phone runs Forta Chat very easily. Plus, it's got a great system that bypasses Google Play and lets you run all the other apps that you might want. Like, let's say, you know, Amazon or Audible for audiobooks or Brave Browser or, you know, thousands of other applications. Very easy to run those on this phone because it has its own package manager that, so far as I've used it with many different apps, it has worked with everything. In fact, it even works with Signal. And I've installed Signal. I've been running that to compare it to Forta Chat. Now then, if you need a cell tower bandwidth on this phone, because, you know, right out of the box, you can run it on Wi-Fi, of course. You could just connect it to your local Wi-Fi, and that's going to work. But if you wanted to have bandwidth from the cell towers, then you're going to have to buy an eSIM. Now, these phones support eSIM functionality, which is a electronic SIM card, so it's not physical. They don't have to mail you a physical card. You don't have to plug in a physical card. The eSIM can be acquired from abovephone.com. They have a page about purchasing eSIMs. You buy the eSIM, they send you a QR code to scan. You just point your phone at it, scan it. I mean, you have to go to settings and turn on the eSIM, and then you scan this code, and then boom, you have bandwidth from the cell towers. Now, how do you make that anonymous? Well, part of the answer is you don't buy it with your own personal credit card. So if you're going to pay Above Phone for an eSIM, if you really care about protecting your privacy, you're either going to go out physically to a store, a retail store, and you buy one of those Visa cards that works anywhere. You just walk out of the store with the Visa card after paying cash, and you can use that you know, Visa card. That's one way. Or if you want to be able to support recurring charges, because these cost, you know, a monthly fee for the eSIM, depending on how much bandwidth you want, different monthly fees, you can use a service called privacy.com. And privacy.com gives you unique generated credit card numbers that are not tied to your name. And you can generate a credit card number to use just with Above Phone. That number cannot be used anywhere else, but it can support repeated charging on abovephone.com for the eSIM. And you can even set a monthly limit so that you know you're never going to be overcharged or the car is not going to be stolen and used somewhere else. And it can also be a vendor-locked card number that only works with Above Phone and no other vendor. How cool is that? And the way privacy.com works is when you have a charge on your virtual credit card that you use through them, they just deduct it out of your checking account. So it just comes right out of your checking account via ACH. So anyway, when you combine all of this which is Forta.chat, the privacy protected messaging application. You combine that with a de-Googled phone from abovephone.com. You combine that with the eSIM that you bought with a virtual credit card number from privacy.com. Then literally, as you're driving around with that phone, with that eSIM, the cell towers cannot identify you. Nothing can be traced back to your name or your identity in any way whatsoever. You're not logged into Google. You didn't use a credit card in your name to make the purchase. In fact, when you make the purchase, you shouldn't even use your real name. You just use a totally made up name with your, you know, your credit card, the virtual credit card number from privacy.com. You don't need to use a real name. You don't need to use your real address. The credit card will work because it's a virtual card number that you created for this purpose. So Above Phone doesn't know who you are. Forta Chat doesn't know who you are. Cell towers don't know who you are. And if there's ever any kind of like geofencing warrant thing that sweeps people up, who are completely innocent, by the way, you could just be in the area and you could end up being arrested and charged with a crime that you did not commit just because your phone was located near the crime. Like, that's happened numerous times. Well, this avoids that situation. Completely avoids it. Now, there is one drawback to this, is that at this point, what I've described so far, you do not have an SMS texting or a phone number. So, you know, you just don't have a phone number that works like a regular phone call phone number. So two things you can do for that. You can either just keep your existing phone with your phone number on it that you know, works with the cell towers. And to protect your privacy, put that phone in a Faraday bag that our sponsor, you know, the satellite phone store, they sell the bags for the phones. It's called Dark Bags, SAT123.com. So you just stick your regular phone in that bag. And then the cell towers can't even talk to it until you pull it out of the bag, right? So that can be your regular phone for regular phone calls that you don't need to keep private or anything. And then you have this other de-Googled phone with the private chats, Forta, the eSIM that's not tied to your name, etc. That's for the more sensitive stuff that you're doing. Which, and just to be clear, I'm not encouraging anybody to do unlawful things. You know, I don't support, you know, whatever, smuggling, trafficking, nothing like that. I'm just saying that privacy is a right, and you can be completely innocent, doing something totally innocent, and you can be swept up and even accused of a crime just because of your phone's proximity to a crime that happened that you didn't commit. You can be assumed to be guilty just because your phone was there. I'm just trying to help you avoid that. And also, you may have personal conversations, you may have business conversations, you may have investment conversations that are nobody's business. The government doesn't have the right to spy on all your conversations. They will through regular SMS text, and they can lean on, you know, Telegram to hand over the decryption keys for your channel if you use Telegram. I don't know the status of Signal. I don't know if they can lean on Signal and get your messages. Maybe. Maybe not. I just don't know. But I know that with Forta.chat, they cannot get your messages because there's no decryption keys held by any corporation. So if you believe in your right to privacy because you're doing nothing wrong, because privacy is a fundamental human right, and you don't have to be guilty of something in order to demand your privacy, then this is the combination that absolutely works. Again, Forta.chat is the app. Works through browsers, and it has a downloadable app for Android, plus the de-Googled phone from Above Phone, plus the eSIM that you buy through privacy.com, and you don't use your real name or your real address with that virtual credit card number. And then if you keep your real phone, your other phone with your phone number, you just use a Faraday bag to protect that, so it's not always registering with the cell towers as you're driving around town. And also, if you want another level of privacy, satellite phones are really private because they never check in with the cell towers. So, of course, the satellite phone store has the satellite phones, SAT123.com. So this is like a privacy stack. This is a solution for you. This is how you can communicate privately, securely, with people in other countries. You might be getting tips from a journalist or something, or you might be a journalist and you're getting tips from somebody in industry or somebody in the military or whatever, or, you know, somebody in Wall Street. You need a secure way to get information and to talk to this person. Forta.chat is the way to do that. And de-Googled phones are the way to do that also. And, you know, anonymous eSIMs are the way to do that. So you're not going to see a lot of information about this publicly because the people who know this information normally don't talk about it. But they do tell their friends, typically, you know, they will tell someone, usually in a private conversation, about these secrets. Well, I'm sharing it with you because you're my audience. I think you deserve to know. You have the right to privacy. And these tools are available right now. It's not illegal to do this. In fact, it's probably your obligation. It's not illegal and it's not unethical. In fact, this is fully aligned with morality and ethics and the fundamental value or the rights of privacy that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution, such as the Fourth Amendment or the Fifth Amendment for that matter. So you have the right to privacy. This is the way to exercise it using today's best technology. So take advantage of it. And if you'd like more tips and information from yours truly here, you can follow me at brightvideos.com, and you can also read my articles and see my very popular infographics at naturalnews.com. So check it all out. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.